97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, glad to be back with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stazak, trying to stave off a case of laryngitis. Hang with me, folks. I appreciate it. 3:45 here. I'm on until 6 o'clock. Rob Motti was on the previous show, talked about Jadeveon Clowney, why Doug Peterson didn't come out and make a bigger deal of it. And then he said it's possibly because they might want to go after Jadeveon Clowney in the offseason. Something to think about. I'm going to talk more about that hit and the fine or lack thereof as the show goes on. But we got a lot to cover. And one guy who covers a lot for us and has done it all year and last year as well. He's Steve Callis. He's sports editor of the WestchesterCountyPost.com. He's on the Comcast hotline right now. Hello, Steven. How are you, my man?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you as always.
You too, pal. All right. I've been asking the fans to kind of characterize the season. You don't have to answer one of my answers that I put up on the Twitter poll, but I mean, with the expectations this year of the Super Bowl and then what they came out with and then what they did down the stretch, you know, with a MASH unit, I mean, how would you kind of, there's so many ups and downs. How would you characterize this season?
I'd characterize it okay to good. Okay, because you expected more. Good, because at the end they were doing it with smoke and mirrors, and they, you know, that Dallas game was an incredible game to me. I didn't think they could beat Dallas. You know, the other games, the Giants twice in Washington, you expect that they can somehow find a way, and they found a way, and they beat Dallas, and they were in the game. You know, the whole Wentz thing, the question popped into my mind. We talked about it on the podcast. So would Nick Foles have won that game? I don't know, but we'll never know. But, you know, he got full credit. Wentz got full credit for playing the whole season, and then he played whatever you said, 8 plays. And, you know, that's disappointing, but what can he do? I will say this. The referee after the game said, this is incredible to me. They said it was, quote, incidental contact, close quote. Now, in 2020, Joe, there's no such thing as incidental contact when it's helmet to helmet. I'm sorry. There's not. And as you know on the replay, I'm not saying the refs could see this, but he got hit in the head twice, right? He got hit in the head by Clowney. He was already tackled 3/4 of the way down, and then he hit the turf with his head.
Yep.
So that's 2 hits. How that's not at least a penalty, that's kind of beyond me. And was that the difference in the game? Well, Wentz getting knocked out, you can argue, was the difference in the game. But even on that particular play, tack on another 15 yards, you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't like to blame the refs, although I detest referees. But you look at that game, it seems like a lot of calls were going Seattle's way. Like Derek Barnett tried to hold himself up on a big third down play that was incomplete. Seattle was going to have to punt. And he kind of was holding on to Russell Wilson and fell on top of him, got a penalty. Nothing called on the Wentz thing. I'm not complaining about it. I just thought it was interesting.
No, but Joe, that's incidental contact, I think.
Yeah, that's what incidental contact. That's right. That's an excellent point, Steve. Excellent point. All right, listen, man, big weekend. It's not championship weekend, but we have 8 teams left, and I love this weekend, this time of the year. It would be nice if our team was in it, but they're not. First game today in San Francisco. Those Kirk Cousin-led Minnesota Vikings over the Jimmy Garoppolo's out in San Fran. You know, we talked about it on the podcast. Kirk Cousins, our boy, came up huge, and he was huge. He was huge. They're 7-point dogs today in San Fran. Can they be the team that kind of comes out of the season and makes that run that you weren't really expecting this year?
I only give them a puncher's chance. Last week, you know, for the first time in I don't know how long, both Dalvin Cook and Thielen were healthy. So when you were talking about Dalvin Cook running well and Thielen making those catches, that really didn't happen for them. So everybody blames Kirk Cousins. We're kind of Kirk Cousins guys, obviously, but the stats are the stats on him. But he made some incredible throws. I heard you talk about the pass interference on the final play, and that's 100% pass interference based on everything we hear for the last 3 or 4 years. What do they say? If you extend your arm, that's pass interference, offensive, and if you don't, it's not. And clearly, Rudolph, 6'6", 260, pushed on a 6-foot, 190-pound guy and at least stopped him, if not pushed him back. So I give him credit for winning, but I like the 49ers. You know, the 49ers, their defense was incredible early on, but they lost a bunch of starters, and they're getting them back, I think, in some capacity. The question is, in what capacity do they? Are they 100%? But Quan Alexander, the linebacker, is the J.J. Watt of this game. He's coming back from a torn pec. Dee Ford, who we remember from the Chiefs, you know, letting the Patriots win that championship game last year. D Ford has been limited in the practice this week, but expected to play. You know he can rush it. And then Tart, the safety, is now a full participant all week, so he's going to play. You know, throw in Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman. They got a really good defense. I think they're going to be able to shut the Vikings down. And offensively, they got Jimmy G and the best tight end in the game. So I like the 49ers. I like them minus the 7 or 6.5 or whatever it is. But I think it's more because they're getting healthy on defense. And we like Kirk Cousins, but I don't know that he can do it what he did last week, 2 weeks in a row. I just don't know because it's never happened.
Never happened. 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
But no, I agree with you, man. Well, we got 5 minutes to do 3 more games. Let's take you out to Baltimore, Tennessee, a big win over the champs, 20-13. Can they hold up against a juggernaut like Baltimore?
I don't think so. You got to see if Mark Ingram is 100% healthy. He's got that left calf injury. I do like the Ravens, and I know this is unusual, 9.5, 10, whatever it is, but I would like the Ravens, but I would pick the Titans to keep it close because I don't know anybody recently who stopped Derrick Henry, and the Patriots have a very good defense. You could talk about their offense some other time, but I don't think they're going to shut down Derrick Henry, and that makes Ryan Tannehill the comeback player of the year, I guess. but the Ravens are also plus 97 in the first quarter, so you expect them to get out to a lead. I think they're going to win the game, but I don't think they're going to win it by 10.
All right. Interesting stuff there. Interesting stuff. Lamar Jackson in his second playoff game today. We go to tomorrow's game. Chiefs coming off a bye. You know, they're still stinging from that game you mentioned. D Ford goes off sides. Brady throws the pick. It's nullified. And we know what happened after that. The Pats go on to win their 6th Super Bowl. But they're playing a Texans team that had to come from 16 down last week to miraculously win and cover over the Buffalo Bills. Can Deshaun Watson, you know, get it done in KC?
Yeah, that was a beat Joe Stasek day.
That was awful.
You were only picking it, thankfully.
Yes.
I don't think they can. I'm still shocked that they won that game and covered. I mean, that was ridiculous. But and everybody's going to say, you know, week 6, Texans 31, Chiefs 24 in Kansas City. They had the ball for 40 minutes, and Mahomes had a bad ankle. That's all reversed today, in my opinion. I like the Chiefs. I like them minus 9.5. Mahomes is healthy. And just as important, the Chiefs' defense in the last 6 games, they've gotten good. Remember we talked on the podcast, the Patriots couldn't run the ball against the Chiefs.
Right.
The Chiefs were supposedly terrible against the run. Well, in the last 6 games, the Kansas City defense has allowed 11.5 points per game. They've given up 5 touchdowns and made 10 interceptions. And most importantly, of course, they're 6-0 in those games. On the other side, the Texans have given up 33 touchdown passes this year. That's 4th most in the league. And again, Mahomes is healthy. So I think the Chiefs get the win and cover the 9.5 in this instance.
All right, so the Chiefs move on. How about in Green Bay? Those upstart Seattle Seahawks coming off the big win over the Eagles, 17-9. They're a 4.5, 5-point dog in Green Bay. We both love Russell Wilson. Can he kind of outduel Aaron Rodgers today or tomorrow?
I love Russell Wilson, and they're 8-1 on the road, but he has not been good against Green Bay. He's 0-3 against the Packers. They've had 6 interceptions on him in those 3 games. Wilson, as you know, has been sacked 48 times. He's the number one sacked. Even though he's a magician, I agree with you, he's the number one sacked quarterback in the league. And Seattle's 22nd against the run, 27th against the pass. Aaron Rodgers has Aaron Jones, who's become an excellent runner. And he's got Devontae Adams, who last year against Seattle, 10 catches for 166 yards. So I kind of like the Packers, even minus whatever it is, 4 or 5. But yes, you're right. Wilson's a magician, and they certainly can win that game.
And believe it or not, folks, Steve Callis just reeled off those 4 games off the top of his head. You know, that's just information laying around in his brain that he just spewed, all that great information about the Vikes and Niners, Titans and Ravens, Texans and Chiefs, Packers and Seahawks. Great stuff, my friend. And, you know, obviously we enjoyed having you around all year. You will still be a staple of the show as we move on. And enjoy the games this weekend, pal. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. Steve Collis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.